Lawyers for Foti and Jensen argue the laws their clients are charged with violating are unconstitutionally vague, but Judge Daniel Mosher rejected that argument. Foti's attorney, Frank Gimbel, tried to convince the judge that it's often impossible for lawmakers to draw a clear line between campaigning for office and carrying out their official duties. He pointed to the recent governor's election as an example.
Those people who were state employees, who were associated with Governor McCallum, who were associated with Attorney General Doyle, did mix and match their behavior as state employees with their behavior as advocates for their respective candidates. And I don't think that's wrong.
But Dane County District Attorney Brian Blanchard said it is wrong, and he says the charges against Foti and Jensen make that clear.
They were violating the rule against soliciting contributions to campaigns on state property. You can't do that. These are in-kind contributions that the defendants are getting through this conduct. They're not reporting it. They're violating the law when they're doing it.
Judge Mosher agreed that Blanchard's argument has merit, and he scheduled a preliminary hearing in the case for next week. Jensen's attorney, Stephen Meyer, says he's not disappointed by the ruling, calling it a minor opening skirmish in a long court battle ahead.
We're in a 12-round boxing match. We haven't even gotten into the ring yet.
Meyer, along with Foti's attorney, have asked the state appeals court to delay next week's preliminary hearing to listen to the arguments that Judge Mosher rejected. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.